Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're starting a button factory, right?
Huh. Well, if we're starting a button factory, Brad, we need to harvest clams out of the river.
Oh,
because
yeah?
Apparently that's how you made buttons back in 1911.
So we're going back to the roots of the button, the button root?
That's funny, man. This is Button Factory German Kolsch from Fox Republic Brewing. Hello.
Yeah, all the way out in, you know, Texas. It's far. Yorkville.
The fuck were you doing in Yorkville, Illinois, man?
Yeah, family lives out there.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that's an excuse to go.
I was out there visiting them. It was a nice day. Mm-hmm. They have a nice patio. Kind of on the... It's on the river there.
Yeah.
But you don't get to look at the river. Like, the building sits on the river and the patio is on the other side of the river. So you're just looking at the building.
The building is in between the patio and the river.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get no water joy.
That's too bad. Because you want to, you know, if there's a river, you want to look at the river.
Yeah, there's just something about water. You're just like, I just want to look at this water, man. So we are out there. This is my second time going to this place. Which, you know, first time, I know we talked about it earlier this year. It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
They're making a lot of beer there. And I decided to pick up cans this time. I was like, oh, well, need something for the show. And I thought they were doing some pretty good stuff. This is a solid Kolsch to end our summer, basically.
I think so, too. 5.5%. Just easy drinking. You know, crisp, clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at it.
No, it could... Trying to think, one of the big Kolsches. We got the Metro, Zombie Metro has their Kolsch.
Is Crankshaft the Kolsch?
Yeah.
Who else is making a Kolsch? I would assume Off Color makes a Kolsch, but I don't know what it's called.
Right, some version of it. And Dovetail has Kolsch.
Dovetail has Kolsch service, which, you know.
Their Kolsch is great.
I'm in on the Kolsch service.
Right.
Yeah, I've drank way too much Kolsch at Dovetail with the little rods and the little tray.
I should have grabbed the rods for this. What was I thinking?
You got rods?
I think, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Might be Dovetail ones.
Yeah. I actually have Hot Butcher rods, which is weird because, like, I know Hot Butcher didn't make a Kolsch. But I do have Hot Butcher rods. I use them for orange juice.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway.
But no, we have our evening Kolsch glasses for this from Half Acre.
Fucking Half Acre, man.
But yeah, if you're ever out in Yorkville, this is the brewery to go to. It's right next to Crusade, the burger place.
Which, you know, the one time I went, I had a good time.
Right, and yeah. I'm sure you could order food and just run across the street and pick it up. Or you can order food, have it on the patio there.
Yeah,
it's not a bad spot.
Huh. The old Fox Republic.
Yeah, there's just nothing else nearby if you're thinking about going somewhere else.
I've been to Yorkville one time in my life, and that's because my masseuse was out there.
Okay.
And that was my only reason for going.
They didn't travel to your house with the tray?
That would have been nice, but no.
You go to this masseuse.
I went there, yeah, okay. And I was in frickin' Yorkville.
Yeah. Before the brewery opened.
So. Yeah, exactly. And I went to Crusade that one time, okay. And I got a massage, yeah.
Nice. All right. I was out in Portland the last week, so this was my only Illinois beer stop.
Nice.
I hit up a couple breweries out there in Astoria. Astoria Brewing, another one. one that was basically a homebrew shop that I'm already forgetting the name of, which was not very good. Beers were good, not any better, not any worse than here.
Portland is one of the first towns to really, I would say, like Portland and maybe, just the Pacific Northwest in general, that, you know, and Cali, they exported a lot of their beers early on, you know. Yeah, to export it to other parts of the country. They said, hey, Portland's too big.
Too small.
Right. Portland's too small for have so many breweries. We need to sell beer out in other regions.
But we were like family hanging out on the coast, and, you know, it's still summer, and hanging out drinking. I just kind of wanted like a green torch. I wanted like a lime lager. I'm in on lime this season.
Yeah.
Not a lot of like fruit beer options at like the Fred Meyer's out there in the grocery store. So I bought a 16-pack of Ninkasi Gold and some limes.
Oh, and there you go.
Made my own.
We're doing this. Know, now this is happening.
That was pretty tasty.
There you go.
Good drinking for basically all day drinking when you start at like 11 o'clock when you're like, well, I guess we're going to have lunch soon, so let's have a beer.
Yeah. Kind of hard to cruise with IPAs that early in the day.
Right.
Fatigue, heavy, happens quick, yeah.
But that was my little past week or so, a couple stops. How about you?
Man, I went over to Half Acre.
Half Acre.
Over on the old Balmoral there, yeah. You know, just wanted to, I was actually at a cocktail bar around the corner, and I'm like, let's go to Half Acre, you know, and sit on their patio.
So there was no plans to even go to Half Acre, you just happened to be at this cocktail
bar. I happened to be at a cocktail bar, and I'm like, dude, I need a beer.
Yeah.
As nice as these cocktails are, I kind of just want to sit on the patio and have a beer. So this ended up, I'm like, let me get a fresh IPA from the good folks at Half Acre. So they do a good job of rotating flavorful IPAs that are kind of draft only, location only.
Right.
Yeah. So I had something called the Bronco Blast, which was just like big fucking juicy haze, 8%, damn near triple IPA. But it was pillowy. And you know how some of the haze kind of can lean orange peel or orange rind. This was straight up orange juice.
Okay.
Like fucking frothy orange Julius, fucking straight up orange juice. It didn't even taste like 8%. It was actually kind of scary. It was really good.
That sounds pretty good.
So I went for that. And then, you know, we talked to some of the guys. And then I also had something called Before the Land Shook, which I believe was a barely stout with a little chocolate and sea salt added. And then I had Oktoberfest was on.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, well, bring on the Lager Town. So those were the small pours, but I really got these big pours of Bronco Blast and another IPA with Sauvignon Blanc grape juice added.
Okay.
So just like a nice range of
a pretty different range of beers.
Of big beers, yeah. So.
I'm going to talk about Oktoberfest here in a minute, but. Yeah, the Half Acre stuff, I think they do such a good job with their beer and just having, like, variety and showing up and just being able to try a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But I did hear from a few people recently, like, they've just stopped going.
Yeah.
Because
of dogs? There's a lot of dogs.
There's a lot of dogs.
A lot of kids. Not, I wouldn't say a lot of kids.
They stopped going because food.
More dogs than kids, but go on.
The food is by far the worst thing ever.
At one point, we were the official Half Acre. Official, unofficial Half Acre podcast. We drink Half Acre a lot.
Right.
Half Acre's, you know, one of my all-time favorite breweries. For some reason, they never really dialed it in with this food. And this goes back to before Balmoral. This goes back to Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. The food's always just been like, for them to be so good on the beer side, like, why does this food always kind of hit or miss?
But the Lincoln side, they had the nachos. They had all these burritos that were really just kind of different wraps, but they called them burritos. That was a solid lunch choice.
Yeah.
We go there quite a bit, order them, have them delivered sometimes when the office was right over there. Now, just thinking about the food at Half Acre is like, no, you could pick up McDonald's and do better.
You know, this is part of the reason why we questioned ourselves a few episodes ago, like, what is the best brew pub in the city?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the place that's dialing in food and beer? It sounds ridiculous, but it is actually, like, for some reason, not easy to do.
Right.
Right? I mean, Peace and Haymarket are pretty solid all the time for beer and food. Haymarket more so lately than Peace. But those are two examples. But it's not, like, a super long list, you know?
Right. And I think about this a lot because when I'm going out, it's not often to just go have a beer. It's going out to have food and a beer. Yeah. So I like the places that are brew pubs because it, you know, gets two things get to do. But when the food is just, why are we here?
As much as I love Revolution, you know, I'm never really, I'm always at Kedzie. I'm never really going to the brew pub.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why this is, but Three Floyds never had that problem. But then Three Floyds has been closed for like 3 or 4 years.
Sure, yeah.
And Three Floyds is also in Indiana.
Yeah, people loved the food at the brew pub and the beer. So there was like a double reason to go there. Like Half Acre could just have okay food.
Yeah.
And they would be, I know they're busy. There's people there a lot of the time, but less so than normal. I've gone there, and you were saying before the show, you just walk in and get a seat.
It was pretty chill. It was a pretty chill scene, yeah. But, yeah, I still like their beers. But, yeah, I think their food is kind of, you know, people are going to have strong opinions about their food, for sure.
And like, you're Half Acre. You have this parking lot. Get rid of the kitchen. Just have a food truck come in. Like, every other suburban brewery at this point, and just have a new food truck there on the weekends.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, because I can't imagine the overhead and the overhead in general, no matter what restaurant you go to, the profit margin is usually better on liquor than it is on food.
Right.
In general, not just at brew pubs. But then also, since the brew pub has always gone through all these changes with the food, like, why not just outsource the food?
Yeah, get rid of it. Like, I think it's generally hurting them at this point because I don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But it was always, let's go get food and a beer at Half Acre and then go over to Spiteful if we want another one.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I don't know, I kind of like hanging out at Spiteful better than the Half Acre.
You know, a lot of times if there's overflow at Half Acre, I would always just go Spiteful because they got the garage seating, which I'm kind of into.
It just feels like you're all outside the whole time. You'd be sitting at a bar and you're outside kind
exactly.
of feeling. So.
Exactly, yeah.
But they do such good beer at Half Acre, and so it kind of is a bummer.
I think that's why we're kind of, we're picking on them a little bit because their beer's top tier. You know?
Right.
In this town, you know, they have a range of beers that are really delicious by any metric. And, you know. Can't say that about everybody.
No, and you're doing food worse than whatever brew pub making, you know, frozen mozzarella sticks and Totino's pizzas in the oven, kind of, in their toaster oven.
I like Bishi, right? Like, yeah. Bishi has a lot of guest drafts, and Bishi's beer is fine. And Bishi is, you know, run by Pipeworks. So Bishi only has like 2 or 3 house beers on anyway. But Bishi's not playing around lately with this food. You get everything from sushi to these weird fucking Japanese noodle dishes to the burger from fucking an engine.
Sure.
Right? Like, Bishi's bringing it with the food.
The food is, at this point, as everyone's, you know, thinking about where they're going to spend their money and go out, the food's bringing people in the door. It's not the drinks.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're looking at it like that. You know, I go to Phase 3 in Elmhurst, not the city I know. But I'm like, man, these dishes are made with love.
Yeah.
They're really good. And, you know, and then I'm just a Phase 3 fanboy with that beer anyway. So, but I mean, there are examples of it working. So,
yeah,
you just get frustrated.
I think about the district brew yards in the suburbs with the 3 food options. And it kind of annoys me that the one in the city here only has this barbecue, which is good.
Yeah, they're still doing the barbecue.
But yeah, it's like if you're 90 degrees outside, I don't want Lilliecue. Like, I wish you had the 3 options here.
Yeah. Even Salt Shed, when we went to Salt Shed preview night for Goose, I was going to say Clybourne, for Goose Salt Shed, they were at least, it's the exact same chef as Clybourne, but he was at least like, hey, I think this is what people who might go to concerts might want. These handheld things, this Bourbon County milkshake, you know, this spicy Korean fried chicken sandwich, you know, pub chips, you know, just kind of normal run of the mill stuff, but try to elevate it, you know, we just point out examples of things that work by people we like.
Right.
Yeah. That's all.
So that was your only stop then? Only brewery stop?
Yeah, man. I think that's all I did this week. Was chill on the patio at Balmoral. All right. Nice patio.
Yeah. And we both missed Oak Park Microbrew review, which is a bummer. We do love this fest. We talk about it. Usually at least one of us goes.
Yeah.
We dropped the ball this time.
Yeah. It rained a little bit. I think Brad was out of town, and I had some prior engagements the following day, so I was laying low on the day of the fest.
Okay.
So I missed it this year.
Too bad. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I didn't even see any pictures, but I wasn't really looking, so I don't know how it turned out or what went down this year.
I think that party is always, it's such a good party because it's been kind of the same event since it started, but it was such a good idea, such a good location.
Right.
And everyone shows up for who pours, you know. Everybody who shows up is super excited. And it's this collision of all the suburb breweries and all the city breweries. And you really only see that at Beer Under Glass. So this is kind of the impromptu closing party for the summer.
Right, yeah.
You know, every year.
When that happens, you're like, okay, summer's kind of done because some people are already there pouring Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And like you said, you had Lagertown, and yeah. The summer's done once the Oktoberfest hit.
Sad but true. I mean, we still got technically a month, but, you know, with football starting and school starting, it feels like the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, yeah, those Oktoberfests are hitting the shelves now, the Lagertown. All the events are kind of lined up, and I don't know. I'm kind of excited for some Oktoberfest, but then also, like, I don't really want to see the summer weather go away. Maybe we'll keep the summer weather and we can drink Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I'm kind of embracing I do embrace the seasonality of beer. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm kind of excited about I was a little excited to see Lagertown.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm with you.
Well, that's a good one to start it off because it's a lighter Oktoberfest. It doesn't feel like it doesn't feel too malty and heavy like you're having a giant stein of this one.
No pumpkin beers though. I haven't seen pumpkin beers yet.
Hey, pumpkin beers are gone besides Shipyard.
No pumpkin from
probably pumpkin and Shipyard are the only people making them.
What about oh yeah, pumpkin. You said pumpkin. No, yeah. I was thinking that was the one from Dogfish Head.
Oh yeah, they have one.
I can't. Yeah, pumpkin though. Pumpkin with a little splash of like dark rum. Okay. I don't mind it.
All right.
You know, you can get both of these things at Target.
That's true.
You know, I don't mind a little pumpkin with a little splash of rum, man. I don't mind it.
Yeah. All right. So we gotta break out the steins this year. So maybe we'll go hard in September for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I mean, just like the brewers do, right? Like I imagine, like Great Taste of the Midwest was within the past few weeks. And I imagine folks were pouring Oktoberfest up there.
Yeah.
Some of the reports out of Wisconsin were that, well, obviously no Metro, no Goose Island.
Oh.
At Great Taste, apparently.
That would have been a choice by them, right? Because I would think Great Taste would want them because they're a bigger sponsor.
They're the oldest brewery in town, you know? Yeah. No Goose Island, according to... there's a guy I follow on Twitter, Wisconsin Beer Baron or something like that. I forget his name, but
do you think that means anything for like Goose Island as a like?
It's a fair question.
Is Goose Island not in a good place that decided not to show up, or are they just maybe like this isn't adding any value? These aren't our drinkers. Like these people already are drinking our stuff.
Interesting.
We don't have to be there.
I mean, this might be if you're just picking one party all year that as the best one. This might be it. So this idea that Goose isn't there is super weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it does lead to more questions.
Because they are rolling out a new Beer Hugs. Another one.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. They leverage AB for a lot of the Beer Hug stuff specifically. They don't remember that stuff at Clybourne. Yeah. So they're leveraging AB for Beer Hugs. And so they got a lot of beer to sell. That's what I'm getting at. You know, they're no different from that standpoint. They ain't as big as Sam Adams, but it's Sam Adams adjacent.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like you're essentially a national brand with a Chicago presence. Like, why wouldn't you go to Great Taste?
Right. And you would want to go to kind of build up some of that hype for bourbon counties that are coming out. They usually are pouring last year's stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So then to be there to basically not maybe highlight some of that stuff or get people excited is kind of like, okay.
Peculiar decision, for sure. I'm curious to know why they wouldn't go.
Right. That also means, just think about that, FOBAB should be coming up, right?
Well, FOBAB is usually November, yeah. So usually first, second week of November.
Should start seeing some info about that.
Yeah. They are for sure going to be at FOBAB. Their presence is so big at FOBAB, they can't even be in the building.
Right.
They have to have their own bag. The lines for Goose Island at FOBAB are so crazy that they moved Goose Island outside the last 2 years. And to be fair, that's kind of where they should be.
Unless they are like, we're not going to show up here because you all try these here and then you don't buy the bottles.
You talking about Great Taste or FOBAB?
FOBAB, a little bit of Great Taste, but just be like, you guys think we're just around and you can have our stuff.
Oh.
We want you to buy the bottles because people are just like, I had a little bit recently. I don't need to go out and buy this. I'll buy someone else's. Goose is always pouring in Bourbon County somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Less is more kind of thing. Like, right. Make it scarcity. Yeah. I get where you're going with that. Yeah. Because it is kind of omnipresent. You know, you can go, if you really wanted to, you could get all of last year's lineup right now.
Right.
If you dug a little, it wouldn't be too big a deal. You know? So... yeah. It's interesting, man. These are interesting times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other thing we were going to mention? You bring up the Goose Island and, like, this big brewery. You saw this article about the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Craft beer, and they asked 8 people worldwide.
They asked experts, whoever the experts are. And then you look at the
Not us.
Definitely not us. And then they asked some dudes, and one dude, like, wrote a book about whiskey. And another dude, well, Doug Vilecki, Beer Cruncher, he's one of the dudes. But yeah, there's this dude who wrote a book about dusty booze. And then there's another dude who, this is all work. Then there's a girl who does something called Drinks with Mandy.
Okay.
Right? You know, I think these are people who are like publishing stuff.
Okay.
So maybe that puts you on the Vine Pair, because Vine Pair is not necessarily
just a blog.
It's not necessarily even beer focused.
Yeah,
Vine Pair sounds like some wine shit, but they probably dabble in like whiskey and beer. You know?
But the article was the Mount Rushmore of beer.
Of craft brewers.
Craft brewers.
Yeah. You see a lot of the exact same name drops, right? You see Russian River, Sam Adams, Sierra Nevada.
Okay. And we got four heads on Mount Rushmore.
And everyone kind of says those three, and then the fourth changes. Some people think it's Brooklyn. Some people think it's Allagash. You know, the fourth. But the three you see the most consistently when you read this article, pretty much everyone names Sierra Nevada, Russian River, and Sam Adams. But some people say Anchor, you know, for the fourth. Some people say Blue Moon for the fourth.
That kind of thing. Right.
So that's interesting. So there was a Goose Island vote and a Nugleris vote. I like this guy, Goose Island Nugleris. He must be Midwest.
Right. I guess, so just thinking off the top of my head, Sierra Nevada makes sense. I can go Dogfish Head. I think
90-minute.
They had a bigger
and 120-minute
and then just all the like experimentation that they were doing before everyone else was doing stuff.
Randall the Enamel Animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be my personal vote too if I was picking four national. Yeah.
Sierra Nevada Dogfish.
Sierra Nevada is kind of. You know, kind of makes sense.
Sam Adams makes sense, too.
Sam Adams does make sense. The first time I got a mixed 12-pack was from Sam Adams. Boston Lager. You know, but we're talking about Sierra Nevada. I remember Nick Floyd saying once that they modeled Alpha King after Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Okay.
You know, like, that's an influential beer. That's Sierra. So...
could you go? What would be your fourth? Would you say Goose Island?
I would say Goose Island. When you look at their lineage, right? You know, everybody from Matt Brendelson and Jonathan Cutler to you know, Even the guys at Off Color and Penrose, there's so many shit. Rev, Josh Deathan, fucking and C-Pac worked at Goose.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you look at their, they have a lineage of brewers that left and go, went to go do big stuff. Even the guys who did, there's a one of these Goose videos where it's Matt Brindleson at the end of the video just ripping off all these breweries that have former Goose guys as employees. And it's a pretty intense 30 seconds when you consider like all the names,
yeah,
all the locations. So I would go Goose. Yeah.
Say Sierra Nevada, Dogfish Head, Sam Adams, and Goose Island.
Yeah.
Feels pretty solid. I feel like the Russian River, I get it, but I don't care about them. And the fact that we don't really get them the stuff here is sort of like, how are they even on this Mount Rushmore when most people don't even drink this? That feels weird.
The big IPA, you know, Pliny.
Sure.
Pliny makes noise from coast to coast. And, you know, they're wild ales, you know? Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
So if you had to do a Midwest one, what would you do?
If I was doing Midwest?
Nice. When I say Chicago, let's go say Midwest.
Okay. Well, I would do New Glarus. Let me start there.
Okay.
Goose. I would do Goose and Three Floyds. And then I would probably say
Great Lakes.
I was going to say Bell's.
Bell's?
I would say Bell's over Great Lakes, but nothing wrong with Great Lakes.
Yeah.
You know, a little Lake Erie Monster, the big 8% IPA from back in the day. Yeah, I mean, cheers to Toppling Goliath, you know, cheers to Phase 3, but I don't think those breweries, I would put those breweries ahead of the ones I just named, I don't think.
Right.
No. I think New Glarus is really special, man. You know, I really do.
That is true, and it maybe sometimes gets overlooked because, again, like the Russian River, no one's drinking this. That's not.
This is such a weird thing to say, though, because we all know who they are. So
right.
How can we say that? You know, we can't say that.
You can't just walk into your corner store and, like, grab a Moon Man six-pack.
Right. No.
So it feels weird sometimes to, like, think about New Glarus and just be like, oh, yeah, it's so good. But it's been 6 months since I've had a New Glarus.
Right.
Beer.
It's fresh on my mind because I did go up to Mars Cheese Castle. And, you know, it was four cheese and the dish. What we talked about, because you told me they had the Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, yeah.
And they do have a Bloody Mary bar. It's actually
pretty good, right?
So I'm ripping Bloody Marys at like 10 a.m. because of Brad. Oh, but then they have the wall of New Glarus stuff. Right. So I just came back with as much as I could. So
yeah, I guess New Glarus, Goose, Three Floyds. And, yeah, the fourth spot maybe tied with Bell's and Great Lakes.
If you didn't go Bell's, who could you go?
If not Bell's or Great Lakes? Because that would be that spot.
Would you go with Lunar?
just rock bottom, maybe in general, right? But
they got a bunch of locations. Because when you say Midwest, now you're thinking, okay. Because if it was Chicago, then I would. Some people could argue. You would argue. There could be an argument made for peace. At one point, there could be an argument made for peace. There could be an argument for Haymarket.
Hey, what about not Chicago, Upland?
I do like Upland. I do like Upland Sours. They're a little bit too, what do you call it? You know, kind of rips. It's a little too vinegary sour for me.
Okay.
But I do like them. I do like Upland. Who else are we missing at Indiana? Iowa or Michigan or Wisconsin. Nobody from
Indiana's
Wisconsin.
I am like blank. I always blank on their name, but they are pretty big. They do a lot of cans.
It's my Sun King.
Sun King, yeah.
Sun King's solid.
But I forget about them because also do we have Sun King here?
Would you go Sun King at its peak over Peace? I think that now this would be the topic, right? Like,
yeah.
Would you go Sun King at its peak over Haymarket at its peak? Now, Peace and Haymarket, be clear, are not at their peak,
right.
But at their best. Would you go Sun King over
I've
those two?
I've enjoyed a lot of Sun King. I don't know enough Sun King to like.
Okay.
have a like a strong opinion about Sun King.
There was a blogger conference in Indianapolis once, and you know, they don't drink on Sundays and they don't sell on Sundays in Indiana. That's some Bible Belt shit, I think. But Sun King was open. They opened for this conference. And we went there, man, and they had, so they were really nice to us, and they had something called My Pappy, and it was a My Back and Pappy Van Winkle barrels, and it fucked me up. It was so good. It was so good, and I had no idea what to make of them. But then when I had that beer and I saw how nice they were, I looked at them completely differently. Yeah. It's fucking Sun King.
What if you just threw a Leinenkugel in there?
Liney. What about some of the other St. Louis breweries? What about
Schlafly?
Not Schlafly. I was gonna say the guys who make Anabasis. Side Project. I was gonna say Side Project. Or yeah.
Yeah.
But where's the, you know, are they hitting you with an IPA? They do have a delicious lager at fucking Side Project. But outside of these big heavy barrel aged beers, what are you going there for?
Right.
You know? They do got some fun little saisons and sours and shit. But you're kinda going there for the big syrupy barrel aged stuff. So that's why I'm back to this Peace and Haymarket thing, because Peace and Haymarket, they hit to every angle of
Still, Peace is a weird one, because you're never having Peace beer in your fridge. So.
Fair.
That kind of like, whatever. Like, yeah. It's great there, but. Yeah.
That's true. So if you're talking Mount Rushmore, then you got to go back to like your Dead Bells. The Bells Great Lake spot probably can't be filled with. Because these other spots are all filled with people. You can get the beer and send it anywhere.
Yeah.
You can't send Peace or Haymarket beer anywhere. So
yeah, it's probably Bell's Great Lakes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we circled back to that. Yeah.
But for the Russian River one is interesting. That's just too many California writers.
You know, they kind of, I guess, what's the crew's name?
Could make the Tommy. Place. Brooklyn makes sense, but.
I do like Brooklyn.
No, Dogfish Head on this. Weird.
What's the crew? Pizza Port and then their Sour Ales.
Yeah.
What's the name of that crew? Oh, they got the, it's religious inspired. They make Duck Duck Goes. They make,
Abbey.
Yeah, Lost the Abbey. Lost Abbey.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about guys like the Lost Abbey and Russian River, and those are the only. Or even Hill Farmstead to another extent. These guys are kind of, with those wild ales, are kind of blurring the lines between, you know, people who love cider, people who love wine, and people who love beer. I mean, those are the first examples that coast to coast people see their shit and just go completely fucking nuts over.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something to be said, because I think those people, the wine people, the cider people, and the beer people all getting on the same page about some shit. You know, that doesn't really, you know, that doesn't happen a lot.
You probably could have had Stone up there at one point.
At one point, yeah.
But
yeah.
They got removed. They got to take it down.
Sapporo now, I think.
Sapporo,
I think. Or one of the, they definitely sold to one of the Chinese people.
Japanese.
One of the Asian breweries. Oh, man. Yeah, but yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I stick with the Midwest, like what we said.
Yeah. Cool. Any other bit of news? Oh, brewery opened.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Casa Humilde. They're still doing their thing at District Brew Yards, but they bought the old Exit Strategy space, and they're online. They're open. Okay. So they're open till like 1 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, man. I think I'm going to go check them out, man.
Nice. Okay.
Because I like their stuff, and I met them once or twice, and they seem pretty chill.
Right. So you're still going to be able to get them probably at District Brew Yards, right?
Like, yeah. They're on the wall.
Since they don't really have to make that beer there. They don't even have to show up.
I wonder how this works, because District Brew Yards in the city and Wheeling, they have dedicated brewers. And, you know, the Wheeling one just makes Wheeling. Same for the city. So they're making everybody's beer.
Right.
Is Casa Humilde brewing at this place? Because that place was a brewery. Exit Strategy.
Brewing at Exit Strategy.
Or are they just bringing in beer from?
They're probably brewing there.
Probably.
Because the cost, if you got to bring in beer, you got to go to the distributor, and it just.
That's true.
Becomes more expensive.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just try to brew the same beer or a few different ones?
A few different ones. Yeah. If anything, whatever your best sellers are, bring those in. But you should try to have some stuff that you made there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go check it out.
Just find out. Go there.
Yeah.
Show up at 12:30. See what's happening.
You know, it's the only way I'm going is if I go early.
Oh.
At night. Oh, you mean? Oh, you meant go right before they close.
Wake up real early. You know, go to the brewery.
These west.
Then come back and go to the gym.
From where we are in the city, you know, when you go west, you can't take an expressway. You got to take all streets. So that's kind of like, well, fuck. That's why I never go out there.
You kind of take 290.
But it's not going to be faster.
Get off for like.
You might as well just take Pulaski, Cicero, or whatever the fuck. Okay, Harlem, okay. Whatever the fuck, you know. Like we went when we went to Oak Park.
Yeah. Nice. Anything else?
I think that's it, man. Drink Oktoberfest.
Are we going to do. We got to do our breakdown again, right?
We probably should. We probably should. Those are fun.
Do you think there is a Metro Oktoberfest?
There will certainly be a Weekend at Bernie's Metropolitan.
What if it ranks higher?
I'm going to laugh my ass off.
What if it's the top?
I mean, they got the recipe. They already threw out a batch. Remember, that's why the launch was delayed. So they're probably figuring shit out over there. Zombie Metropolitan will definitely have an Oktoberfest.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, I guess I got to start collecting.
Oh, man.
Revolution is doing Keep the Stein events all over the city, so.
Right on.
That sounds like a fun time.
October Fist? What's their beer called?
Just Oktoberfest? I think it's just called Oktoberfest.
Yeah, okay. Because Fistmas is the Christmas beer.
Right. Well, yeah, why didn't they call it Oktoberfest?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Fistober?
Too many fists.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They'll do it. Take care.
Cheers.